Hey, Wingman Powers. Producer Lindsay here, just checking in at the top of this episode because it's a little bit different. What you're about to hear is our first ever live show from UCB Franklin in Los Angeles, and we had an amazing time recording it. And special shout out to Colin Anderson for making it sound so great. It's also Max Fun Drive right now, so you'll also hear Cameron and Rhea cut in the middle to tell you a couple things about that. They're sounding a little Skype-y because they are on Skype. We had to shoehorn in some recordings this week because scheduling got a little bit out of control. So apologies for that. But we really hope you enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Maximum Fun Presents Wham Bam Pow Live! Please welcome to the stage Cameron Esposito!
You guys, I'm so proud of you. It's so late on a Monday. Let's hear it for you guys. There's so many. We were unsure. Will there be zero people or slightly more than zero? And boy, did we get slightly more than zero. Give it up for yourselves for being here. It is so nice to see you guys. And, of course, as the intro said, that's Jimmy up there in the booth doing me proud. Great voice, Jimmy. You never introduced Put Your Hands Together on Tuesday, but you got a beautiful voice. Guys, this is my home theater. I do a show here on Tuesday night, and it's so nice to be here to do our first ever Wham Bam Pow live episode. Today, tonight even, possibly tomorrow, depending on how long we talk, we will be reviewing Total Recall. Round of applause for Total Recall. Now, of course, I'm Cameron Esposito, the host of Wham Bam Pow. Wham Bam Pow is a movie show, a podcast focused on sci-fi and action films. And you guys, I don't do this show alone. You know I don't. Because I've got two wonderful panelists. They are backstage, and we're going to welcome them right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the Coco Palau, Mr. Ricky Carmona. Have a seat, my friend Ricky. Yeah, snuggle in this spot.
I feel like we should still kind of be... Hi, how's it going, everybody?
Oh, what you feel like this is not your spot?
I feel like it should be kind of... In my head, I'm like, where Rhea is...
This
like,
is where she sits?
This is where she is, yeah.
I think this actually just seems like you're terrified of me.
Your jacket is making me very nervous
I know.
Tonight.
God, doesn't... First of all, now, how many of you guys even know what we look like that are... This is, all of you know what we look like. Yes? No? Clap if you know what we look like. Oh, that's right. You have the internet at your house.
I was going to say, if you have Instagram, you've seen my living room. I mean, you've seen my closet.
Your dog is very up on your Instagram.
All
and
up in it.
So is my dog on mine.
You got a little Murph the Durf hashtag
Absolutely.
Going.
Absolutely. We've got our own hashtag. And you guys, co-parent of that dog, the Lady James Dean, Ms. Rhea Butcher, is also here. Rhea! That's hilarious!
What?
I mean, do it. Do not sit near me.
Do you guys hear the show when we're terrified of Cameron? It's happening right now. There we go.
Sit down there, please.
I didn't see the chair.
I know, you could have known. I'm just saying that was
I got so
that could have been better.
That you called me a co-parent. I didn't even know where to
sit. Yeah, we're co-parenting that dog.
Co-parents.
Yeah, whenever we go to his parent-teacher conferences, we always make sure one of us can make it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'll switch something around to get to one of his, he always gets a great rapport card. I don't know. Who cares?
That was rough.
No!
That's really honestly more your job on the show
it
than
is,
mine.
Yes,
Let's be real. This is a great moment because this is a great moment. And also, we are halfway through the Max Fun Drive. As you guys know, probably, I'm assuming that you didn't just wander in here off the street. But if you did, welcome. we are part of the Maximum Fun Podcast Network, and this is halfway through our Max Fun Drive, and we've already hit our goal.
We did.
Already.
Now, this show, we need some extra support, I'm sure.
So much.
Yeah, I mean, because...
Basically, we need a jock strap, and extra support for the show, right?
I was not sure where you were going with that. I just thought you were interpersonally asking me for a jockstrap. Yeah. Basically, we need a jockstrap. Just like nothing else is going to hold our dog's penis in.
Because that's all he has left.
Look how what my fingers did indicate the size of his penis. It's very teeny. He's
Murph.
Only 7 pounds. No, Ricky, I know. You know, it's squishy. Rhea won't let me squish it anymore.
What a great co-parenting.
Yeah.
That was one of our biggest fights.
Don't squish it, yeah. I said.
Right, but it was only because I was right in the middle of being like, it's the size and shape of a rigatoni. She told me I couldn't compare it to pasta or squish it. So stupid. Well, we are here to not just talk about dog penises.
But wait, you were bringing up the pledge drive, and I was going to mention that we hit our stretch goal of 2,500 new and or upgrading members.
Ooh.
And therefore, I am recording a commentary track for the film Back to the Future.
Yes.
So anybody that's a member is going to get that.
Now, do you feel like you look at that movie differently after you met one of the stars of that film?
No.
No? But I mean, in a good way. You should tell the people here at the UCB Theater.
Sure, yes.
Backstage, in this very backstage.
This very backstage.
You had a conversation with Biff Tannen.
Yeah. Tom Wilson.
Yeah.
Thomas F. Wilson.
Yeah.
Has
I mean,
billed
no,
in the
isn't
movie
that
or
nice to call somebody by the character they played 35 years ago and
that
have
they
probably
hate
never
to
been
about?
Able to replace
yeah.
in people's hearts?
Sure, exactly.
That movie's not from 35.
No, but he
years
was
ago.
Very nice. He was super nice. And I was trying to play it super cool because I know he doesn't like talking about the movie. That's how big
so
of a fan I am.
So you were just asking him about
like
other stuff in his life, which was also adorable
thing.
To watch. And just Rhea being like, I don't know you from anything particular. What do you like in food? You know, like just.
So do you prefer yellow post-it notes or purple post-it notes?
I saw the DeLorean in Burbank. I was like, what's up? He was like, not now, man. I don't want to talk at all right now.
That's true. The DeLorean feels like very stuck. I've talked to the DeLorean as well.
Hasn't gotten a lot of work since
he
then.
Calls me on his car phone. Well, we've had some news to talk about on the show, and let's definitely start with a little news segment.
I think it's news, reviews, and...
It's things you can use!
Yeah, that's it. That's the third part.
Yeah, the whole show is news, reviews, things you can use, but we're going to start with the news, and, you know, then there'll be a review. And in the between, you know, things you can use. this is our first time doing it live. It's real weird.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing here?
It's a different mechanism.
What are you all doing here?
Yeah, I mean, usually I have Lindsay, our producer, who's sitting right over there. I usually have Lindsay mute it for a while, and then I just, you know, chastise Ricky and Rhea.
Shout out to Lindsay.
Yeah.
Right?
You'll
Boom.
Get to me.
Producer Lindsay.
Shout out Lindsay's dope-ass hair yet again.
Yes, constantly mixing it up. New mermaid every week, we always say. And you'll get to meet her on the show later, which will be a real treat for you guys and the listeners at home, because I feel like, Lindsay, have you ever even, I mean, sometimes you give us like chat skis from the booth and look up things that we don't know, but have you ever even been on mic on the show? Oh my God. I can't wait for people to hear what you actually sound like, because it's heaven speak, as I always call it. The voice of the angels, all of them. Not that one angel from that one movie that was very scary, where the angels came down.
Michael then with John Travolta?
No. No, okay, remember, there's angels, and they are at a diner, and one of them is an old lady, and she's like, you know, and
angels
then
the
Doug
outfield.
Jones is in it.
Paul
and
Bettany?
And Doug Jones makes the, he's in a little ice cream
movie.
Machine. He
this
comes
movie is called
in a
Legion.
Car.
Legion.
Yeah, it's called Legion. Don't see that movie. I certainly
the
haven't.
Old lady gets real mad. She climbs up on the wall.
Yeah,
turns
that part is
down,
dope. I remember
looks
that.
Like a spider.
That's one of those. Crazy. Whenever when that movie was coming out, that preview, that trailer. We call them trailers now. When we were young and we called them previews when times were simple. but no, you couldn't get away from that. That was on TV all the time.
It was.
And as you guys know from looking at me, I can't watch scary things at all, so it was a really tough time for me. I had to turn everything off. All the lights.
Yeah. Well, what a treat. Not only are you currently listening to the first ever live Wham Bam Pow, but it dropped during the 2015 Max Fun Drive. Now, as you guys know, you are dedicated listeners to Maximum Fun, so you know that every year we, a listener-supporting network, go out to you, the listeners, and ask for your support. We do our best shows of the year. We offer great thank you gifts. We try to celebrate Maximum Fun and how happy we are to have you listen. Rhea, before you had a podcast on Maximum Fun, you were a listener.
I was a listener to Maximum Fun, and I did donate.
What shows did you listen to before you had your own podcast on the network?
I listened to The Sound of Young America.
Back in the day.
Oh, yeah. OG.
I was on The Sound of Young America.
You were. I had tickets to that event, and I could not go. listened to Jordan Jesse Go.
We didn't know each other yet.
We did not know each other yet.
And I was performing at that event, and you had tickets to the event.
Indeed, I did not. However.
Wait, no, this is important. I think this proves my point. We are going to get married. You and I, Rhea Butcher and Cameron Esposito. And if you had gone to that Maximum Fun event, do you believe we would have locked eyes and immediately knew we were going to marry each other?
Absolutely.
So this is the kind of podcast network that literally creates families. That's how important we are as a network. Do you agree, Rhea?
100%.
Yes. So, I mean, if you're a member already, you know that you have found a lover or a friend in your ears because you love the podcast that we do. But if you're a listener but not a member, let me tell you why we need you to pledge. We need you to pledge because this is the only way we get money. I mean, sure, sometimes throughout the year, we'll have a nice sponsor come in, toss a couple bucks our way. But it is great to be able to pay for the movie tickets that we go and review. Rhea, there's the little bit of money that we make doing this show, because it's not, we're not buying a house off of this. But does the little bit of money that we make doing this show mean a lot to you?
It means so much to me because it makes, number one, it makes me feel good to get paid for something I love to do. And number two, it makes me want to keep doing it. And number three, I just feel like I have more access to the things we need for the show to run, like for Netflix and for movie tickets and for a tiny little spot of gas in my car, you know, all those things. And like I said, it's just rewarding to feel like, oh, people really like the show. They want to pay for it. And it's just really nice to feel that way.
And we're really lucky because as comics, we tour a lot and we get to meet a lot of listeners. So because a lot of listeners come to shows, we hear from listeners on the internet all the time, specifically Twitter. Twitter's great for Max Funsters and for Wham Bam Powers. But also, we really meet a lot of people at shows. So we know you're out there and we know you're listening and we know the show matters to you. And this pledging makes you in the inner circle of awesome people, where you know that you can feel awesome when you listen. You know that you don't have to be embarrassed for being a freeloader off of somebody else's moolah. And I'm not talking about like a big giant pile of stuff. I'm talking about like $5. I'm talking about $10 a month. Like I'm talking about really reasonable stuff, like the price of a coffee. And this year we had set a 2,000 new and upgrading member goal. That's what Maximum Fun had set, the network. We crushed that goal last week during the first week of the pledge drive, exceeded it twice over this week, and we are going to upgrade that upgrading to 6,000 new members. That is our new goal. You guys can help us get there. That would be the biggest pledge drive in Max Fun history, and we would feel really awesome about that.
Just go to MaximumFun.org/donate to donate.
Yeah, and you can set up the membership level that's right for you. You'll put in your credit card, you put in your credit fart and your credit card and some other basic info like which Max Fun shows you listen to, and you should definitely say Wham Bam Pow, then suddenly, pow, you're a member, and your donation will automatically process each month. You don't even have to think about it. So set a price that you think makes sense for you for the year and sign up. We really appreciate it. So please enjoy this show, and thank you guys so much for listening.
So, news, news.
Yep,
news. Movie news. Mission Impossible 5 trailer, Mission Impossible / / ellipses, Rogue Nation.
Yeah.
The trailer is out. Have you seen it, Ricky and Rhea?
Yes.
Start with Ricky.
I did see this trailer. I'm in.
You're really?
In? I'm a fan of the Mission Impossibles. All of them except number 2. Mission Impossible 2 sucks.
I will agree with you that the missions are possible for me to love.
Okay.
But I found this trailer to be a real snooze fest.
Ooh. Whoa, really?
Yeah. Were you into it?
Well, hey, I was like, I don't know about this. And then they pull out the flute, and then I was on board. Did you not see the flute?
I think I was not looking. I think There's I was
a
already
flute gun.
A flute gun?
There's a flute gun.
What are we talking about? Like
a flute
Zelda?
Gun.
What are we talking about? Like an ocarina? What are we talking about? What do you mean a flute gun?
A flute gun. A flute that is a gun.
Try to make me understand this.
A flute that has a gun in the flute.
Regular flute like an orchestra?
Regular flute.
They're at the symphony.
Gun in the flute.
Gun in the flute?
Gun in the flute.
God, what is this? The end of Bodyguard? Putting guns in weird shit, am I right?
Yeah.
I missed that
gun in the
gun.
Flute.
Where, who is playing it?
I think it's the flute girl from Over the Weekend. Nobody watches sports in this audience. Why did I make a reference to this?
I was like, Over the Weekend is the name of the band? That's a hell of a band name.
There was a girl, was it Villanova? Villanova lost. They were the number 1 seed. They were upset by somebody I can't remember.
This basketball?
Now. And then the girl in the... Yes.
I was going to say, we've already gone too far.
Sorry. It's basketball.
What, Sweet 16 or what?
Yes, and Villanova was upset, and then this girl was upset in the audience, in the band. She played the flute, and she was crying and playing the flute, and then so it became like an internet thing.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't a flute one of those things that has a spit valve?
No. Because you go like this.
But you don't know how spitty I am when I do that.
Well, then you wouldn't be playing the flute.
Well.
Then you'd just
what
be
am
spitting.
I thinking of a tuba?
I think you're thinking of
French
all
horn.
The other. Yeah, it's the brass.
So is this trailer of a French horn gun or what? That seems like that'd be too wet to work.
That sounds like the next of the name Mission Impossible movie.
Too wet,
too wet to work.
with the
actually,
the
there
two.
Is a chick in a bikini, so I believe her job that she is.
Okay.
Too wet. For work.
Okay.
She's at work at the time, I believe.
Yeah.
Because they're like, how do we know that we trust her? And then she gets out of the pool, and then they're all like, oh, I see.
Pretty trustworthy.
Her assets. Yeah.
Do they make the ass hands? When they say assets, do they grab the ass?
Yes. Her assets, and it's just that she has 2 female asses. Assets.
That's really funny.
Thank you. They're doing a kick line?
Yeah.
They're the same height. That's the thing.
They're doing the can-can on her can.
No. And you can.
Oh, this is going great.
I love it. I just found that trailer was very snoozy because I think the problem is the last trailer I saw was the Furious or Fast something.
Fast and or
there
Furious.
There were 7 of them, and they were Fast or Furious. Mm. And I saw that trailer, and now I feel like I'm ruined on trailers for a minute. Thank you. I just mean because that trailer was like...
That Fast 7 trailer is ridiculous. It's mm-hmm. like, I don't know how you cannot be a fan of those movies after watching that trailer.
I almost feel like describing the trailer to this audience is spoiling the joy of that movie, but I'm going to do it.
Well, please do.
Just the
Would
one
you
part.
Please?
What is... Wait, okay, so... What comes out of an airplane? Not cars. Until now. Furious. Because the car jumps out of the plane.
Yeah, it does.
With its little animated tires.
Yeah.
You know, like little animated tires that go like, woo, you know?
That's what that looks like. Are the tires happy? Are they like holding their nose and going like, woo? Cannibal.
Like Disney cars always had like, they always get on their back legs and then they gesture with their front. Are we not watching the same cartoon?
Do they have patches on their tires?
Yeah,
too?
They do, right? Because they're teaching a class. They're professors. So, anywho, well, I'll see it, I'm sure, at some point. Probably
are we talking about
rental.
Mission Impossible? Or
yeah, it's going to be a red box for me.
A red box?
Yeah, I'm not going to see that. Well, here's the thing. It's just too much Tom Cruise on a motorcycle.
He likes motorcycles and Yankee hats.
Like, just like, he does like I Yankee get hats. It, you know. You could ride a motorcycle. There you go.
Doesn't take your breath away?
No, it doesn't take my breath away. I think that Tom Cruise is best when he is looking at Emily Blunt.
Okay.
Think I'll we're all that. Agreed. The camera just follows his sight lines, and then it's just on Emily, and she's doing some yoga. I'm fine with that. Somebody had a very sensual mm. Hands up. So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is going to get a second one of those. I didn't know that. I saw this movie. I saw the first one. We were in Colorado and Rio was, she got.
I was very sick.
She got height sick?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Altitude sickness. And so then she had to barf and go to
for
bed.
For 6 hours.
Yeah. Yes.
I puked on the street in Aspen as well. So
yeah. Did
like
you?
Bonded just now.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
you were just
I was
there
like,
this
yeah,
past
I was
weekend?
Wrecked was it? My whole first night there.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a big adjustment.
Yeah.
And you performed.
Yeah.
And did you also notice you were out of breath on stage? Because that's the other thing that's a little crazy. Telluride's a little higher. I don't know if it's the same thing in Aspen, but they had oxygen tanks backstage that we really did use because you're trying to give a punchline.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, and you guys are not going to.
I started to get like this crazy bad headache right before I walked on stage. I was like, oh no. And they were like, and here's Ricky Carmona. And I was like, yeah, but here we go. What's up, Aspen? Whoa. And then it was just like a decline of like nausea into it. Everybody was like, after the show, people were like, well, let's get you some food. I was like, absolutely. And I ate a slice of pizza. I took two bites out of a slice of pizza. Was like, excuse me, everyone. Went outside. There was this old man on the street. I said, are you a cop? He said, no. I said, I'm not drunk. And then just puked all in the street. And the old man was like, it's okay, son.
Oh, my God.
I just went, I'm not drunk. I've never been this high before. I'm not stoned either.
That poor terrible cop that would have arrested you. Are you a cop? Yes. I'm not drunk. Maybe I'll call an ambulance. I feel like that would have been helpful. One time I was giving my friend a piggyback in college. You know.
As you do.
And I was giving her a piggyback and I started to run because I was getting real flashy that night. We had gone to the dining hall that was open super late. There was like one dining hall that reopened after people drank. For something we like to call late night, which was just where they put all the food from the week, they like put it on top of each other and served it as if that was new food. Like it was like chicken fingers pizza and like the star of the show was the chicken stir fry sub, which is where you take chicken stir fry, you put it in a sub.
Oh,
so it was a real crazy time. And we were coming out of late night. I had my friend on my back, my best friend on my back. And I was like, I'll get you home safe. Or whatever's the thing you yell right before you take off running. And then I tripped and fell. And then she flew over my head.
Yeah.
And she did land at the feet of a campus police officer. Just like a skidding, you know, like I think she had her arms out in front of her. Like, safe! Like that kind of thing. And I was like, nothing to say here, officer. We did not get arrested. And that is what happens when you're a white person.
Again.
So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtles.
They back. They back.
Yeah, I hope they call it Teenage Mutant Ninja Tootles. I had to.
It what was about right there. Teenage Mutant Ninja Tootles?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. That movie is bizarre because, and I don't know, so Rhea, I know you slept through it. Ricky, you didn't see any part of this film, did you?
You know, I have not seen it yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, better watch it before the next Oscars. Because what I hear is that they will nominate this from the year prior,
woo!
Breaking the Oscar rules, and it will win Best Adapted Screenplay.
Wow.
Because it's adapted from the novel.
Right.
Lization of the movie,
yes.
Which was adapted from the cartoon, which is adapted from the
back
comic.
Of an
I
action
I want to know who
figure.
The presenter is going to announce that category as we was to get through all of that. It's because it's called all of that, yes?
Right, yeah.
Glenn Close, hopefully.
I think Glenn Close. I'll put a call into her people. But... The first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is bizarre. Did anybody in the audience see it or any part of it? Clap if you saw it. Okay, a couple people. Yeah, that's more than I would have thought based on what I assume is your intelligence level. but that movie is bizarre because the turtles, I don't know why I almost called them their
the
full
teens.
Name. Because the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Wait, not the other turtles? No, the other turtles are fine. No,
those are just Ninja Turtles. They have neither mutated nor turned 13.
Teeny ninjas.
Just ninjas. It's just
but
a
they
turtle.
Don't have even arms.
It's just a
they
turtle with hands. A nunchuck taped to yeah. a shell.
Eating a banana.
Spinning like this. The nunchuck is just spinning around slowly.
What are you talking
you
about?
Have to put its bandana
is it a
on for it.
Full size nunchuck? Yeah, yes. Full size nunchuck? Okay.
It's a full size nunchuck.
Yeah.
Small size turtle.
Right. It's a bummer the one that has to throw the stars.
It is.
He can't get that off of there.
He can't.
It's the same size
he
as him.
Can't get enough
just
speed
slowly
to.
Slowly drifts off the side. Tokyo drift off the side. So
and then Leonardo's all the way back there because he's got a sword on, and the end of the sword is all the way up here. Anyway.
So that original movie is bizarre because the teenagers.
Yes.
Because these teens are very creepy, yes.
Yeah.
They are, I would say, they are, I'm trying to think of the word, like sexually, they're harassers. Of April O'Neil, in a weird way. No, I'm being 100% honest. Like,
oh, I believe you.
First of all, I don't know why honest was the word I used. No, I'm being, like, being 100% honest. No, this is true. They're back me up on this. There is at least one of them is like, oh, I'm going to get a piece of that. And then they all like high five with their weird hands. Like the whole thing, every time she walks away, they're like, have you seen that? I wonder if she likes green inside of her. Like, it's like the whole, it's not like, I'll give that a shamrock shake. They say stuff like that. It's not.
Ooh, what does that one mean?
It's because shamrock shakes are green. Ah. I wrote that piece of dialogue just now. I wrote it just now, but I figured it would work. But they're very harassy. It doesn't make any sense. I guess it's supposed to be because they're like rascals because they're teens. Oh, they're teens. But they are very sexually confident. They are, I would say, inappropriate frat boy. I would say like the whole guy, she should not think that they're cute. And instead, she should put a restraining order against them. They are trying to touch her. It's real weird. I don't know
are
where they
are horny teenagers? Is that what you're trying? They're horny? Like trying
yeah,
to holler at her?
Yeah, they're horny, but yeah. They're like horny to her face
ah.
While also like gesturing to their genitals. Mm. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen a mutant like that. It's just real weird. I don't like it.
That sounds disgusting.
I did not like it. Okay, two
final
pieces.
Is it like Howard the Duck creepy?
Howard the Duck is a joke.
Yes.
The problem with this is nobody knows that they should laugh at these rascals. Everybody's like, I take you seriously as a sexual partner.
Turtle. April O'Neil says that?
No, but like I think the kids that are watching this,
ah.
The children are supposed to look at these ninjas and say, this seems right. This is how men talk to women, but especially big turtles. I felt weird about it. And two final pieces of news, and then we will wrap this segment right up. Okay. Hey, you know how we were super worried that Neil Blomkamp would be over after Chappie not doing so great?
Mm. Sure.
I know that, Rhea, you were worried about this. He had signed on for possibly Alien, kind of a whole slew of things happening around
there. I feel
there.
Like I maybe counted my face huggers before they've been hatched.
Mm. Boom. Boom.
That was good. Yeah, you shine the light in the face hugger, and you saw the little wiggly thing.
And
in
I
there.
Was like, that's a face hugger. Yeah. Count it.
Yep. Right down the throat.
And then I went into Chappie, and I was like, oh, shit.
So, it was just announced like yesterday that he's going to direct The Leviathan, which is something I don't know anything about. But my point is, guys, he's not down and out. He's made two bummer movies in a row that have not done well.
Right in a row.
But people are still having him in their stuff, and I have hope for him. I think he's going to make dirty things look nice again.
You're talking about
District
9.
Movies are always so dirty.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like actually physically dirty. Yeah, physically dirty. You're not talking about like Ninja Turtles.
Like, I was going to say like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Actually, although the ninja that's in Chappie also dirty. In terms of
great point
sexual content. Okay, not a lot of people saw that movie in this audience. And finally, Insurgent. I know we were worried whether or not we were wrong about Divergent, but the reviews for Insurgent are abysmal.
Yes.
And still $100 million at the box office.
Hey.
That thing led the charge. I'm not too sad about it. I know how you feel about Shailene Woodley.
Yes.
That she's anti-feminist. And
she's an idiot.
Well, here she is right now to explain it. Get out of here, girl. Just show her hair and shit.
But there's plenty of idiots in Hollywood. I think what she's...
I mean, look at us.
Yeah. This is Hollywood, right?
Yeah, this is Hollywood.
This is Hollywood.
I wonder that all the time.
Yeah.
No, but there is something good to like a movie starring a female hero.
And I cannot
making
bring
that much
this
money
up often enough. And I know that you guys laughed in my face when I made this point, but I am gonna make it one more additional time. Possibly twice.
I corrected myself the episode after.
What did you say?
I said I'm sorry about taking down your comment about the short haircut.
It's a crazy thing that she has a short haircut and that she was in, it's a woman leading the charge in a number one movie in the box office right now, and she has short hair. When is the last time that happened? Name it! What did you say? Ghost.
Good point.
That's a very long time ago. Like, that's not a, well, I believe it was yesterday when Ghost was released.
1991.
Like, that is so many years ago. Yeah, so I think that's a huge deal that there's a woman that has non-traditionally feminine looks. Not only does she have a short hair, but in even the, like, ads, she's, like, swinging through shit. I'm stoked about it. I think she personally should probably change her mind about feminism,
sure,
but I think she's gonna realize she's working for the cause.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson has short ass hair in the Avengers, right? Is that considered short hair? No, I'm a man. I'll forget.
No,
Insurgent.
It's like
to me,
in
this
Insurgent,
is long right
she
now.
She has
so
Rhea's haircut in Insurgent. Like, for sure, she saw Rhea and was like, give me the butcher.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that is it for movie news. Round of applause for movie news.
Well, this show is going very well so far, Rhea. Did you have fun recording our first live show?
Oh, I had a great time. It was super fun. The audience was, like, stoked to be there.
I was shocked. It was late on a Monday.
Yeah, very late on a Monday, and we had a good crowd. It was super fun. I cannot wait to do it again.
And for those people that are listening, they think to themselves, boy, I wish I'd been there at the live show. Then I would have gotten a reward for all of the listening that I do of Wham Bam Pow. You know what I mean? As opposed to just, like, sitting at your house knowing you love Wham Bam Pow but not knowing how you can prove it to yourself or others.
Right.
And I think what's great about the Max Fun Drive is that the pledge gifts. For $5 a month, you can get access to all this exclusive bonus content. We're going to record bonus episodes, aren't we, Rhea?
Oh, yeah, we're going to record so many bonus episodes, and they're going to be
not so many.
Fantastic.
Like a couple.
Like,
but you'll love
a couple, but that's so many to me.
Now, maybe. Also, for $10 a month, you can get this Drive exclusive Max Fun tote bag
it
that
is
you
super
could take
cool
to the store. It is cool. Little rocket ship on there. I love it. You could also get, for $20 a month, an in-flight power pack. What's in that? Mobile device charger, collapsible water bottle, antibacterial wipes, pilot wings. Now, that, to me, is very appealing because we travel so much.
I know. Plus, I want this thing so bad. It's super cool. My phone is always going dead. My water bottle never collapses.
And you don't fly at all.
Covered in bacteria.
Yeah, and you never get to fly the plane because you don't look like a pilot.
I know. I don't have pilot wings.
So for $35 a month, you get a pair of rocket-engraved shot glasses, you know, with a MaxFun rocket on there. For $100 a month, membership to the Inner Circle, our monthly culture club. Now, what is our monthly culture club, the Inner Circle? That's where every month, MaxFun staff and podcast creators send you a book or an album or another piece of culture that we love, either a physical copy of it or a download code. And it is a reminder that we care about you, but it's also like some tips on what to appreciate. And for $200 a month, free registration to MaxFunCon 2016.
Which now, is going to be fantastic.
We've attended MaxFunCon.
Yes.
And you attended MaxFunCon. We attended MaxFunCon before we were on the network as well. I was doing a show, and that was where you first met Jesse and a lot of the other wonderful people on the that's where you met the Throwing Shade crew and the brothers in them.
Indeed, I did.
And
but the other great thing about the pledge drive gifts is that you will get all the gifts up to your pledge drive amount. So say you want to do $35 per month, you get the rocket engraved shot glasses, you get the tote bag, you get the in-flight power pack, you get the bonus content. So there's no reason not to go to the top of your budget with the donations because you get everything.
Well, Rhea, you've made a great point, and I can't wait to support us. I'm going to donate to support us at least the $20 a month level because I really want them pilot wings.
Heck yeah. And not only will it make us feel good if you donate to help our show keep going, it'll make you feel good. Every time you listen to it, you'll be like, hey, I helped make that. And that will be true. And you'll get to walk around in the world saying, I helped make a podcast. And you can't put a price tag on that. So just go to MaximumFun.org/donate and say that Wham Bam Pow is your favorite show and donate at whatever level is comfortable for you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And I want to welcome to this stage right now our producer, the woman who makes this show happen every week, Lindsay Pavlos. Please come up here and share your
Lindsay!
Movies that made us.
Lindsay!
Yeah. That pink hair, though. That pink hair, though.
That
pink
so, hair. Producer Lindsay, you have been with the show since before it was even the show.
That's right, yeah.
A lot of people don't know. Insider knowledge, Rhea and I worked together with you for like several months before we even came up with the concept for Wham Bam Pow. Mm-hmm. You've been in it from the start when we just came in and mumbled to each other.
We
for
talked
2 hours.
Nothing.
For months. And you laughed very politely. Sometimes even, I would say, genuinely.
It went very genuinely. We still have those in the can. Is that a thing?
My God. Oh, my God.
Just in case.
Someday we should release them.
We will.
No.
Release that Kraken! Lindsay, you also had just started at Maximum Fun mm-hmm. at that time. You were an intern then? And then you got hired on full time?
That was like in the weird transitional time, I think, between intern and like actual employee type person. But yeah, it was pretty early on, way back in the day.
Right. And then the entire organization realized what we knew from the first moment we met you, which is that they could not live without you.
Aww.
And so now you work full time for Max Fun, producing many wonderful shows, but especially ours, which is the best.
Yes. Yes.
Yay.
True.
All day.
We have
all day.
There's podcast celebrities in the audience right now.
Hi.
Wham Bam Pow Origins.
Yeah, Wham Bam Pow Origins for sure. So, Lindsay, you know that we have a wonderful... And also, I do want to say that then... Our show was, of course, complete when Ricky Carmona came on.
Oh, I'm, yes. Now I'm listening. Sorry.
Because we didn't know how we could make the show the best it could possibly be. Rhea and I are, of course, charming and amazing, but we really needed a counterpoint, and we really needed somebody to come in and ramp up the energy when we're feeling down, and that has been Mr. Ricky Carmona. He was just the sauce that our...
Noodles?
Vegetarian chicken breast.
Yay. There you go.
Vegetarian
go with that.
Yeah.
Go with that.
That's my favorite thing to order at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Vegetarian chicken breast.
And they just give you the breading?
They ask me to leave quickly.
But Lindsay, you have come here tonight to share your movies that made us. This is a segment on the show where we talk about films that made us the wonderful adults that we are today. Lindsay, what have you brought to share with these people?
Okay, so here it is. 1994's Speed.
Lindsay.
Big deal.
Now, at what point in your life were you watching 1994's Speed? How old are you? Yeah, you don't have to, but like general age range, what grade do you think we're in? What part of school?
I was probably in like second grade.
You did not see this movie when you were in second grade.
I think I was a big deal because it was my first R-rated movie. So it was
this
like
is your first R-rated movie?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing. What an amazing generational difference. Because see, now our first R-rated movies were legitimately filthy movies. Like for instance, the movie Pretty Woman is a movie that was rented at many sleepovers for children.
I think I saw that one. Is that an R though?
Wow. I mean,
confirmed.
If that's a PG-13 movie,
I might have watched it on like
I
TBS
don't think
or
I understand
something.
Anything.
Is Pretty Women filthy? Do you think it's been a minute since I've seen Pretty Women.
I don't think it's a filthy
women.
Movie. I think telling a kid, first of all, sex work, if you have chosen to do it, that is off to you.
Also, good on you for calling it sex work out there.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, sex work, if you've chosen to do it, my tiny leather driving cap from the movie Pretty Women is off to you. My blonde wig with bangs. Remember at the... It doesn't matter.
Yes. I get.
But I think that is it's a slightly adult movie. Maybe that's what I mean to say. Mm. And when I was saying filthy, I was really just thinking of Richard Gere's chest. A lot of people know this about me, but I'll say it anytime I get. Richard Gere's chest really creeps me out. It always has. It's a real vegetarian chicken breast. It's so pale and it's so cleanly shaven. Maybe he doesn't have hair. It's not his fault, but it's a real creeper.
His chest is a real creeper?
Yeah.
Just the chest.
I think he looks beautiful in the face. I love his hair.
But a real Quado kind of a chest.
Yeah, he's got a Quado chest. Preview of things to come. So, Lindsay, you're watching Speed, and how did it change you? Talk me through your first interaction with Keanu, for instance.
Oh, I was so in love with him. I was so in love with his beautiful face and his just very flat affect. Everything about him was so wonderful. And it was also kind of an awakening to me because I was like, Sandra Bullock, she's cute too, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah. Like, there's a lot of things going on, and you just kind of realize that there's movies can have swears in them. That's a big deal when you're 8 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah, movies can have swears in them. Movies can have scenes where a villain gets his head chopped off.
Yeah.
That can be in a movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, plummeting elevators. It just really opened my eyes to a whole 100%. Thing.
And I actually really like what you're saying about how attractive and like effective both Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves are for, I think, anybody that's on the spectrum of sexuality. Mm-hmm. Like, those people work for me too, actually.
Yeah.
I felt like a lot of confusion looking at both of them myself.
Good. Yay.
Yeah. Did you ever see Speed 2?
No, because Keanu wasn't in it, right?
Yes,
he is not in it. That's right.
Jason Patrick.
Yeah.
I'm not about that life.
She ain't down with that Jason Patrick, y'all. She ain't down
with Jason Patrick.
It does have an amazing ending, if I'm recalling it right, and I'm so sorry to spoil Speed 2. But it's like a boat.
Yeah.
It's a runaway boat. Spoiler alert!
Speed 2 Cruise Control, it's about a boat.
No, but do you recall the actual ending?
No.
This is what I think it is. Or I made this up. Who cares?
There's an elderly couple, and they hug each other on a bunk bed, and the band keeps playing? Is that the end?
Right, that's yes. what it... No, she takes the diamond, and she throws it into the water.
Yeah.
That's the end of Speed 2. Yeah, and it's like... And the girl cries into her flute.
Cries into her flute.
And it's a gun!
I think that they are like, we don't know how to stop this boat. Pretty sure they say that.
Yeah.
And so they drive it like into, they just like, it just like hits everything eventually. Like it just, it yes, right? This is how the movie.
That is correct.
They just, they yes, they're just yeah. like, they're just like, well, aim at it. Whatever is there, like they, and it's like a tourist area. Am I right? There's definitely piers and hotels. This guy, yes, correct. I'm getting confirmation from the audience. And that just so like in Speed, there was some stuff going on, but like ultimately, it's you know things kind of spoiler alert wrap up at an airport. Very few people are injured. In Speed 2, mass destruction. an entire way of life is ruined,
sure.
And also an economy, like because it's definitely a resort destination that has to rebuild itself from scratch. You know, Angelina Jolie went there and raised
fixed
money,
everything, yeah, adopted a few children.
She did.
Well, that's what happens when you get Jason Patrick in. He just ruins everything.
Yeah, that dude can't stop a boat for shit. I always say. So, Lindsay, when was the next time you reconnected with Sandy Bullock?
Oh, my gosh.
Did she re-enter your life
after
this?
She sure did. Let me tell you, The Net.
Oh, The Net!
Anybody?
Yeah.
Shout out to The Net.
Now, Lindsay, you're a gamer.
I sure am.
How often do you feel like you playing a game reflects the accuracies that you saw in The Net? How true to life is that movie about your life?
It's spot on.
Yeah.
It's spot on.
Spot on?
Mostly the crop tops.
The crop tops. I know. It's amazing that you're wearing a full dress tonight, because often just a dress that only goes from here to here, which I call a crop top. And she also wears pants, you guys. It's not like a weird thing.
It's not like that.
Only that.
And in conclusion, do you think this is a good movie? And have you seen it since?
I do. I haven't seen it in a little while. I have seen it as an adult, and I think it kind of holds up. Like, it's a pretty exciting movie, and I'd be actually curious to watch it now as someone who lives in Los Angeles and who can be like, that's where I live.
I think that would be very fun, yeah.
Yeah, but I say go for it. Watch
it. I want to give you two trivia tips that I looked up, and I don't know if you know these things.
Oh, boy.
And they made me really happy. Number one, Keanu did 90% of his stunts in this film. Wow. I want to know, what's the 10 you couldn't achieve, buddy? But that's amazing. Yeah.
What was it?
I said acting. He did all of his stunts,
emotional
but none of his
line
acting.
Delivery was yeah. taken by somebody else. Zoe Bell did all of his emotional lines. But hey. He did 90% of his stunts. Also, Sandy Bullock got her bus driver's license and actually is driving the bus during some parts of this.
Oh, that's
she
so fresh.
She passed her driver's test for a bus on the first try.
That's great.
She's so great.
She is
Sandy
great.
Sandy Bullock.
That
she
I
has
her.
One of my favorite lines in film in that movie. She's like, ugh, gum. Gum. She like moves her, she's like, somebody put gum on my seat. Gum.
She says it. That's so how good. We knew she'd win an Academy Award.
Yeah. Yes.
Academy Award winner, Sandra
you
Bullock.
You know, that is actually my least favorite movie of hers.
Oh, and Crash? Oh, she's great in that.
Oh, is that what she won an Academy
No, she went for the
blind
side.
Oh, no, she went for that. She went with the other one?
I was going to say.
The blind side. Oh,
yeah, that is my least favorite movie of hers. But, like, if I would give her an Oscar for Miss Congeniality. That is a great movie where she's trying to sneak the donuts. She has them in her boobs. I love that part. I love the whole thing also. Lindsay Pavlis, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for Lindsay.
Lindsay Pavlis.
Lindsay!
And Speed.
Well, we are nearing the moment we've been waiting for. Now's the time of the show. We will give you a brief review of a dick flick. This week we chose 1990's Total Recall, which is currently available on Netflix Watch Instant. How many people watched it for this week? Did anybody see it this week in preparation? Oh, great. Don't worry. It's a wonderful movie. Who has seen it before? Round of applause if you've seen Total Recall before. Oh, that's so many of you. Good. That means you're doing so much right in your lives.
Everything.
Also, warning for those listening at home, spoilers do follow. Now, this movie, wow. It's based on a short story by Philip K. Dick. Of course, he did Blade Runner also. But did you guys know that he wrote Minority Report, but that Minority Report was originally considered to be Total Recall 2?
I did not know that.
Yeah, believe it.
Well,
that's so much math right there. I'm still wrapping my head around it.
Well, because in this movie, which, by the way, let's do a quick summary of this movie. So Arnold Schwarzenegger is a man. He works construction. What? No, he doesn't. He's going to buy a trip in his brain to go to Mars because he's been dreaming about Mars, and there's a woman there. They kiss, and he goes to recall. They're going to sell him a memory, and when he gets there, oh, man, the memory is real, and he's a secret agent, and he's got to go to Mars and hook up with Quatu. He doesn't know that yet. This is a great summary.
This is so on point.
This is exactly as good as all my other summaries I've ever given. And then, at the end, the man has a vagina on his face.
Yes. Mm. There's three boobs.
And they win.
That's it. Boom.
No. Spoilers, guys. Spoilers.
Yep. Pretty good. But on Mars...
there are mutants. What? Is there life on Mars?
Yeah, there is. Okay. Thank you so much just for checking. Asking, David Bowie. on Mars, there human beings there are working in a colony in some sort of mining operation, and they become mutants because they are not protected from the Mars sunbeams. Mm. But. That's where Total Recall 2 could have been Minority Report. Because Minority Report has those precogs. They are like mutants. They can see the future. So they were going to make the story be about future mutants that live in a pool. And they go like, Tom Cruise did it! You know.
Got it.
All
yep. Right. I did a great job of explaining it. Who's confused? No one! Now, also, this is, I think, the most fascinating piece of trivia I have read in many moons. Originally, this Philip K. Dick story, it was tossed around in the 70s by Dan O'Bannon and Ronald Shusett, but they figured that the movie adaptation of that story would be too difficult to make at that time, so they tabled it. It's tabled until the 90s. And so they decided to work on this side project that Dan O'Bannon has an idea for, and that side project is Alien. So if this movie had been technically able to be made at that time, would we even care about Sigourney Weaver? Yes, we could, of course, always care about her. But even if she was a movie star, I just figured I'd know about her. Oh, you like that nice teacher or something?
Mrs. Sigourney Weaver, the second grade teacher.
She can reach so high on the blackboard.
Yeah.
She's tall. And, of course, this movie is directed by Paul
Verhoeven. Mm.
Rhea corrected my pronunciation backstage. And he did, guys, RoboCop, which we recently reviewed on the show. But also, his 90s movies, This gentleman, in the 90s alone, these are the movies he directed. Total Recall, Basic Instinct, Showgirls,
what?
And Starship Troopers.
Boom.
So that's it in terms of types of movies you can direct.
He nailed it.
Yeah, he's like, big bug things, got it. Sharon Stone in spades, you know? And this movie is actually where he met Sharon Stone and then figured out that she should be in Basic Instinct. And I thank him very much. Now, this movie does... this movie does star Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sharon Stone, Michael Ironside, Ronnie Cox, and Rachel Ticketon! She's the chick in this that was not in anything else ever! So sad.
She's the poor man's Maria Conchita Alonso.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well played, Ricky.
But I'm sure none of you have any idea who Maria Conchita Alonso is. Or do you? All right. Maureen. Watch The Running Man.
Also starring
Maria Conchita Alonso.
Yes.
Now, Ricky and Rhea, I cannot wait to hear your thoughts on this flick. We're going to start with some best and worst. Ricky, I'm going to start with you. What is the worst part of this movie?
Total Recall is the shit.
It's a very good movie.
It's a pretty amazing. So I had to get like nitpicky with it because I love this movie so damn much. Michael Ironside's side piece, that dude, like he's in love with Sharon Stone. That dude, terrible, awful. Does not have like that.
Are you talking about glasses?
Bad glasses?
Dirty
yeah,
glasses?
Yeah. Michael Ironside is like such a badass in this movie that his second guy, it's like, you don't need anybody else. These guys are just in your way.
So you'd remake the movie not with Colin Farrell, but instead with just no guy wearing dirty glasses.
Just with Michael Ironside playing all the roles. Okay, just great. All the roles.
Rhea, what's the worst part of this movie for you?
I think the worst part of this movie, because I also have to nitpick it, because this movie is pretty damn perfect, is how edited Paul Verhoeven has to be. Because, like, you can see how, disgusting is not the word, but, like, how much more over the top he wanted to be with the violence in his movies, but then he had to, like, scale it back just to get an R rating.
Because this movie was originally rated X.
I did not realize, because, I mean, I've seen this movie a bunch of times, but it was all when I was younger, and just hadn't seen it in a long time, and I completely forgot that Arnold Schwarzenegger uses a human being as a human shield in this movie. And it is just like in the, and you're like, whoa, human shield. Like, it's not very often that you see somebody using a human shield that close up either.
That's also like crazy stunt. Like however they did that, it looks very good.
He must have been covered in squibs, just like that dude, the guy that.
Squids?
Squibs!
It's covered in squids. I know what you said. I had a different thought.
Covered
it was
in squids.
So funny.
Yeah.
He must have been covered in squids.
Tiny turtles.
The squids are what sucks up the bullet.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's. Gotta make sure you shoot the squid, though.
Shoot the squid.
Just thinking of a different way to do stunts.
I understand. Yeah, with squids.
Just take a man, cover him in squids. Shoot the squids. Don't shoot too hard.
Okay.
You know, well, if you ease off the trigger a little bit, the bullet goes back. You know?
Right, it's a little slower.
You can put the brakes on it. Like a boat, you know?
Yeah, like a boat. And keep it from running ashore.
Yeah.
Or you can shoot him with your flute gun.
So, your
my worst part
is that you wish that you saw more guts?
More violence, yes.
Wow. Never thought I'd hear that from you, Rhea the Peacemaker Butcher. But
sure.
It's nice to hear that.
Yeah.
Very saucy. What's my worst part of this movie? Guys, just literally, I...
That's a great part.
My worst part of this movie is the remake of this movie. That's my worst part of this movie. The worst part of this movie is that anybody thought they should make it again.
Yeah. That's a great call.
Thank you. on to best parts. Ricky, what is your best part?
Man, this whole movie's pretty goddamn great. Shout out to Michael Ironside. He's amazing in it.
You like that guy?
I mean, he's just... he Like, as soon as he shows up on screen, you're like, you're the evil motherfucker in this movie. I'm supposed to hate you. That's who you are.
And
you're wearing all black.
Isn't his first, and I just watched this last night, but isn't the first moment you see him on screen in the, like, FaceTime thing?
And he's spinning.
Yeah,
it's
he's
like,
all,
and,
yeah,
and he's like,
yeah, exactly.
He's like,
and you're like,
what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, this guy.
He's like framed on an electronic.
Eyebrows are always in like that, like perked up, and I'm going to do some wrong shit look. Michael but Ironside is a great name. That's like
is.
The Wu-Tang name that never was. Michael Ironside.
It is that amazing dude. That's who they cast, though, as like the main counterpoint to Arnold.
I've been down with him since Scanners.
Hell yeah.
I just dropped Scanners.
But like that's they got a relatively little dude. I mean, he's
yeah.
scary in like, but it's a interesting choice.
Yeah.
Also, he's balding and small, and like he kind of has bad skin. And I think like Arnold is literally Mr. Universe.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing.
I had that same reaction in the scene where Schwarzenegger is using like the big like jackhammer.
Yeah.
They had to find like the most polar opposite dude so like you can watch Arnold do like the most manly thing possible.
His biceps look insane
other
in
level.
That shot.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. I actually don't think the machine is on. I think he's
no,
just
not at all.
Shaking it.
He's
so
shaking the earth,
ripped.
And
yeah,
the
yeah.
earth is bouncing up and down.
Tell me when to stop. I can just keep doing this forever. And then the guy that is like, the guy that, like, his best friend is like 1970 overweight New York. Hey, I heard you're going to Rico, pal. Like, and that same thing with the villain. Like, we need to find somebody who is so different from him, but just as intimidating, or almost as intimidating as Arnold.
Yeah.
Michael Ironside, yo. And great, and I'm going to spoil it, great kill, too, for him. He don't
yeah.
make it.
I forgot.
Michael Ironside, he don't make it. His
I
arms,
forgot about
they
that
don't make
kill.
It.
I know.
It's the dopest every time it happens. So you're like, oh yeah, that happens.
I agree with you that was a very good way to die. I'm gonna request that if I ever have like some sort of prolonged illness, I'll say just arms first, you know?
Take my arms
That's
off.
That's how I wanna go.
Where's
Give me a hand,
elevator?
I say.
Rhea, what is your best part?
Well, I have a lot of great parts. Can I also mention?
Yeah, you do, pal.
Can I also mention that I love that I think the character's name is Bob McClane, but he's the first guy that Arnold talks to in Recall, and he's like, "So how will my vacation be?" And
he says, "What?"
That was Arnold. He's asking about the vacation.
Say it again, though.
I'm not gonna do that again.
That sucks that you won't do it again.
How will my vacation be? I can't do it again. I lost it already.
Is he asking a question?
Arnold is asking what his vacation will be like.
Oh, okay.
What will my vacation be like? I can't do it. I lost it already.
What's
I had
he
it for a brief
this
moment.
Impression?
Nothing.
He's got Twizzlers, bowl full of mush.
He's
got
a bunch of Twizzlers. Anyways, Arnold asks like what his vacation's gonna be like, and this guy is like telling him, but then he's like, I don't want to spoil it for you. And I feel like that's the first time anybody gave a spoiler alert in a movie. So I just wanted to point that out. And also, the guy that is Quato's, I don't know, car or whatever you would call that guy. The guy that has
car?
His car.
Quato
like his
in
car.
His, you know, he's
yeah.
like his car.
His crane holder.
His crane holder. Yes, his rumble seat.
His
Whatever.
Walking around body.
His yeah. walking around body is the actor's name is Marshall Bell, and he also plays Gordy's dad in Stand By Me. Yeah.
That dude is dope.
We've been talking about Stand By
Great.
Me on the show
yeah.
a bunch, so I thought I'd bring it up. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part in this movie is the special effects because they're really awesome and really they're still fun to see. Like they're
so
not
good.
I mean, obviously they don't hold up in terms of what we can do now. But I still have this like nostalgia for the actual special effects, like seeing the models of Mars and the little trucks and stuff. And then that woman, when he dresses up as the woman, it's so great. It
Classic.
Is so fake.
I
it's so great.
I can't even imagine what people did or said when they saw that happening on screen, because this movie is one of the last movies that's made with no CGI.
Yeah.
So people just must have been like, well, I guess they actually found a woman who had Arnold Schwarzenegger inside of her because that looked too good to fake. You know, like, it looks so good. And
yeah.
I actually would say, I think I think they hold up. Like, I think they actually hold up one for one. I think that it's just the type of person that would make this movie today. Obviously, they would make it for camp only. But I feel like if we were trying to make models or puppets or, like, I feel like this is what they would still look like. Like, the people that would actually craft those things. I mean, it's fascinating that, like, the puppets are all, like, sweaty.
Yeah.
You pointed that out, but I think it's a really
well, sweat
weird
plays
specific
like a
touch.
Really interesting role in this movie.
Yeah.
And it starts from, like, almost the first scene, too, which is really funny.
Oh, wait, you know what? I just remembered my worst part.
What is it?
My worst part is, what do you mean that they're outside on Mars with no oxygen and their eyeballs pop out of their heads? And then all the oxygen is released through a volcano because of alien technology. And then they're just fine? That's my worst part.
Okay.
But my best part is actually really related to what you were just saying, which is that I think, like, Quato is maybe the most interesting reveal of any movie all time ever. If you don't remember this movie, what happens is that is that the gentleman who played Gordo's dad takes Arnold Schwarzenegger into a room and is like, hello, I will get the man that you need. And then he delivers a baby out of his stomach that still lives in his stomach.
It's like he has a popple in his stomach. Yeah. And he's unfolded.
And, like, what's amazing is also the detail that they chose to be like, oh, yeah, he's going to have to pop it out. Like, that it's, like, physically straining and that, like, Quato just takes over and then runs the body. Because you could just be like, here he is. I still talk and he talks. And I like that they were like, no, one at a time. It's fascinating.
It's very gooey as well.
It's so gooey.
He's so gooey. Yeah. And
hey, do you eat it, man? Because I'm about to show you some shit that's going to fuck
you
up.
He also has such weird hair. Like, they gave him the weirdest head hair. And I think that is a brilliant touch. Like, he has, like, a weird, he's like a balding old man. He has, like, he looks like a businessman, he lives
in a stomach. How is he gonna have good hair?
I just like that he has hair at all. They could have made him bald like a baby, like a cabbage patch.
Saying, like baby Huey. He's kind of like a weird baby Huey. Right?
Yes, but without a bow. He's got a weird hair.
He doesn't have the baby hat.
Because nobody brushes hair.
What if he had one of those little hats with the helicopter? That would be cool. Like a propeller hat.
That would mean someone loved him.
And a little, and a, like a lollipop. And then the stick and the wheel thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like a little baby.
A stick and a wheel
thing? Yeah, you know, the stick and
the
wheel.
No, I know what you're talking about. Wait, what? You're talking about like old timey? Like, yeah, here's
like
a newspaper.
Old-timey.
Like that?
Yeah.
Sure. Why wouldn't he have that? But the wheel is the same size, so he has to get on all fours so he can. It doesn't matter.
Yes. Long stick,
but
tiny wheel.
The other best part that I need to mention before we let everybody go and enjoy their tomorrow is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger, listen, I know he did stuff with a maid and other things.
Okay.
I love that man. I think he's so great in this movie. He is not a great actor. So he knows that what he needs to do is be in roles where he's constantly surprised and screaming.
He knows what he does best.
Yeah.
And also, you know what? I wanted to point out for best parts, and you brought up Arnold. Like, the action in this movie, I forgot what action used to really be like. Like, action without guns of people just being like, gah. Yeah.
And Sharon Stone did a lot of her stunts in this movie, and she was inducted into the... She was, like, honorarily inducted into the stunt person organization, I believe is what it's called. And
that sounds exact.
And she got her bus driver's license, too, on this movie.
They said, here's your honorary bus driver's license. No, but she's great, and the stunts are great. And just, like, Arnold is, like, I love that he actually uses his strength a lot. Like, that's just something. He was a different, nobody else was, he was doing stuff that nobody else could actually do, which is true. Nobody could carry the gun that he's carrying in Commando. Like, nobody else could carry that gun. They built a gun that only Arnold Schwarzenegger could carry. And they're like, well, fuck, now this has to live with us. But
and they tried to make him RoboCop, but he was too goddamn big.
That's true.
He was
couldn't
too
fit
big
the
for
suit.
The suit. He looked
so
like the Michelin man.
Salute your shorts and also Arnold Schwarzenegger. So to conclude our review, Ricky, on a scale of 1 to 5 breasts, See, it's tough.
Oh, I thought there was more.
No.
No,
I say. I just wanted to say more than two breasts.
Yes, I say all them titties. All of them.
All of
five
them.
Five of them.
Five breasts.
That's two five
more breasts. Than it's. Yep, got it. Rhea.
Yes.
Scale of 1 to 5 recovering from no oxygens.
I give it 5 recovering from no oxygens.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm giving Total Recall 5 out of 5 Sharon's Stone.
I love Sharon's Stones.
Mm. So we will leave you with this. Ricky, what are you thinking about this week?
Oh, well, usually I always am very excited about the shit that I am watching or what I am listening to. I want to give a shout out to the shit I'm not watching. Hey, shout out to the Americans. I haven't seen an episode, but everybody loves it. I'll watch it one day. Shout out to Justified. Supposed to be killing it right now. I'll tell you when I see it. What else? Hey, shout out to that Joey Badass album. He's supposed to be great. I'll tell you when I hear it.
This is a great new bit. I like this.
I love it. I think that's your new special. Just release that.
Just talk
you
about.
Guys cut this out and send it to Netflix. No.
And Rhea, Amazon.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Get all the markets.
Rhea, what are you thinking about?
I am thinking about NCAA wrestling.
Yes. We saw it over the weekend. We
watched so
it.
Much of it.
It was so good. Tell the people who is now.
Yes,
we're
will
talking
tell the
about
people.
College wrestling championships, and there are commentators. And I bet in your mind right now, I want each of you to imagine the person that you think is a commentator for college wrestling. Give you a moment. It's a knowable person, a person you would know their name. Imagine it. Okay, Rhea, please tell the people who it is.
Billy Baldwin. Actor and wrestling enthusiast.
We thought they were joking around.
Billy Baldwin. That's what it said on screen when he came on. It said actor and wrestling enthusiast.
And
Billy Baldwin.
Before they cut to him, they were like, now we'll go to Billy Baldwin for some commentary on that. And I was like, oh, that's unfortunate for this guy that he goes by Billy.
Yep.
And is so much less famous than the other Billy
than the
Baldwin
other one.
Because he's just a wrestling commentator, and the other one is a bald one.
Yes.
But no, guys.
It was him.
Same guy.
Same guy. And he knew his shit, too.
Yeah.
He was, like, throwing up. Oh, it's a two-cut and a flip-flop and the thingamajig. He knew all the words.
Yep.
Those are all the words from wrestling.
Thingamajig.
A flip-flop and a two-cut.
You better believe it.
And a thingamajig.
That was super fun. I love it.
But I can't believe how into it I got immediately.
Yeah,
super into wrestling now.
We loved it. We really loved it.
I'm going to watch Foxcatcher every night.
I can't wait to fall asleep to Foxcatcher tonight.
But also, one shout out that's not weird is that I watched the finale of Empire, and it was great.
Mm.
I loved
so
the
good.
Shit out of that thing because I hadn't been watching it because I never remember to watch TV shows that are actually on that I can't just watch them all. And we watched the 2-part finale, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great.
And one time we met Taraji P. Henson, and I was like,
yeah, we did.
Hello. And she was like,
bye.
Yep.
I'm cookie.
Is this not Hollywood? yes, great. And I would like to add to that that I am thinking about malls this week because Rhea and I were in Sacramento over the weekend doing a bunch of shows. And we went to the mall on a Saturday afternoon like kids. You know, like, just like kids or suburban.
But where else did
women.
We go before we got to the mall?
What?
We went to another store before we got to the mall.
Oh, Toys R Us, which holds up. Very fun.
It holds up, you guys.
We tried on all the masks.
Yes.
We played with all the swords.
All the kids were
all
looking at us.
All these kids were looking at us like, that's the life I want to lead.
Yeah. I do want to grow up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
I had my arms like around all these toys that I was convincing myself I needed.
Yeah.
Han Solo this big. You wouldn't believe it. But yeah, shout out to malls and Toys R Us for being a wonderful place to spend a Saturday. if you're in Sacramento and there's not much else going on. Next week, we will be watching Tank Girl. Please check that out. Lori Petty classic. Until then, I'm Cameron Esposito.
I'm Ricky Carmona.
I'm Rhea Butcher.
And you've been listening and watching Wham Bam Pow. Listening to and watching Wham Bam Pow. Wham Bam Pow is usually recorded at Maximum Fun headquarters by Lindsay Pavlis. Lindsay, thank you. Thank you, Maximum Fun. And thank you to the UCB Theater for letting us do our live episode tonight. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.